talking to trainer Mick Bowles, who prepares the cleaner. And a terrific effort today in a weight for age race to beat GG's Backflash in the Kevin Sharkey Stakes. And you beat him at set weights, 59 kilo a piece, mate.
Yeah, look, he's got a lot of guts in this horse. I didn't think I could beat GG's Backflash on equal weights, but to the horse's credit, he's got a lot of stamina and, you know, looks pretty good for the future, I reckon.
Well, he stripped pretty well in the yard today. He's probably the best I've seen him look for a first up tilt.
Well, I reckon he's put 40 or 50 kilos on since he come back from Melbourne. Mm. I've took my time with him. I haven't done a real lot with him. He had three or four weeks in the paddock to get over that bit of a virus he had. And I've just took my time with him, plugging along, and he's only had about three gallops.
All right. Winning this race, have you got anything penciled in?
Not at this moment, no. I'll sit down and have a look with the owners tomorrow and just see where we are. But long plans, Hobart and Launceston Cup. But I'll need a couple of lead-up races for them. There's plenty of them.
Are you likely to go to something like the Jockey Club Cup or a Brighton Cup or something along the lines, or would you consider a Devonport Cup and put him on the synthetic?
Well, I'm a bit hesitant about going to Devonport, but it's in the line. It's in the line, and probably the quality handicap, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Summer Cup, I think it is.
Summer Cup, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, Summer Cup, and then the Jockey Club Cup, and then the Cup.
All right, mate. Well, look, it's great to see the cleaner back in business, and I think this could be his best season. You always predicted last year. You said next season will be his best, and if he comes back as good as I think, then we're a chance for both the cups. There's the nice $100,000 bonus up for grabs. $50,000 to the trainer, $50,000 to the owners. That'd be nice.
Don't you think I've got that penciled in my wallet?
All right, mate. Well, you said before you don't care who comes from Melbourne, you know, from the type of horses that have been coming over the last few years. Do you stick by that?
My word, I stick by it, because this horse can break other horses' hearts. He's proved that.
All right, mate. Well done. Let's hope he keeps going for you.
Thanks, bud.